And we're back for our second day one audio boo. We're now joined by legendary broadcaster Derek Hopkins. Hello. From the Dead Pixel Live program. How are you, Derek?
I am doing excellently.
And we're also joined again by Rich McGrath from Gametopias.com.
Hello.
And so we're recapping day one. We talked about the Nintendo press conference. Let's talk about the Sony press conference because we were all there. It was like 4.5 hours long, yeah. And Sony made the decision to start it at a point which it would overlap the opening of the show. So it was either show your love to Sony, yeah, or and miss the opening of E3, or miss Sony.
And much like that, it was pretty much akin to a bad relationship, where Sony was basically telling us the same thing over and over again that we've heard before, but we're sitting there saying, yes, yes, but do you love me, basically.
They did open up strongly with Uncharted, obviously their strongest game of the show, next to God of War. You know, their bookends,
but then
Uncharted and God of War.
And then they went and showed us Gran Turismo on a PSP, which we didn't really see a whole lot of.
Yeah,
and
they showed us, they talked in a James Cameron Ubisoft style about Gran Turismo for the PSP for a while. And because it was in Japanese, we had to listen to it once in Japanese and then again in English. And then they showed a video which included the replay mode being shown on the screen, but never really what it would look like to be driving a car on the PSP.
Gameplay. I didn't see any gameplay. We also saw...
And we didn't see Gran Turismo 5.
Gran Turismo 5, they showed some footage, but it wasn't gameplay footage. Still didn't see any damage. They added NASCAR to it, which was nice, but that's car models. That's not...
Those are skins. You can buy them online.
The problem I had, though, with... They pushed the PSP a little bit too much with a new PSP Go, which costs $249 for less of a PSP.
Why is it less than a PSP?
Is smaller. It doesn't have a UMD.
Right. But smaller is usually more expensive in any consumer electronic.
You're paying more for a smaller screen.
Oh, good Lord.
You're paying more for no UMD. You're paying more for not being able to...
I would gladly pay more to eliminate a Sony proprietary format.
And Sony is trying to tell you that you can download all your games to the PSP. They only give you 16 gigs of space. So how many games can you really get?
Get the memory stick trio, which is probably the new memory stick we have to buy for this thing.
It should be 250 gigs. It should be $199. It should be
250 gigs.
Yeah, 250 gigs.
That's a big hard drive.
And they're Sony. They can do it. They got Blu-ray. They got the
Blu-ray is not a hard drive. What, you should just put a little piece of a Blu-ray in it.
Trying to do all technology and stuff. I don't know if I'm
playing. All right. So hey, George, you are also there. You saw the press conference. Are you as cynical about what you saw as Derek is
here? Other than Uncharted and God of War, I was a little, disappointed in it, especially with the PSP Go. And I didn't quite understand the fact about the PS2 outselling all next-gen consoles last quarter. I don't really see that ever happening.
Motion controller was nice, though. The motion controller kicked ass. I give them that.
That has potential, yes.
Why did the motion controller kick? I'm still trying to understand why the same stuff on both consoles, Microsoft and Sony. Sony wants you to not only buy the camera, but then buy these wands that you need.
They're right about one thing.
What?
Some things you have to have something in your hand to play, and they give you that. They
what?
Give you,
what do you need to have in
you
your hand?
You have to have a gun if you're going to play
Why
a gun.
Why can't... Really? Hey, I'm pointing a gun at you right now.
Yeah, but
and if you overlay this with a gun graphic, it's the same thing.
Yeah, but it's not going to be as precise as with a little light thing they had.
How do you know?
They have a little Christmas tree light on the end of a...
Yeah, but that's a prototype. That's not even the finished
product. They need the Christmas tree light thing because it's using a regular camera. The Microsoft camera is an infrared camera that can see... Everything. It's like the Matrix.
That's all made up technical mumbo jumbo at Microsoft. There's no infrared. Every camera's
I've
infrared.
Seen this camera. It's made of little.
You saw infrared?
It's
yes.
From the surface team. They're borrowing that technology.
I'm pretty sure that's all made
up. We're all out of time. This has been a cynical second update from E3 day one.
I like the motion controller. It was good.
Look, I'm just glad I'm not the only one bagging on Sony's press conference because I thought it was pretty weak as well.
Better than their old motion controller, which sucked.
Which was just the iToy.
No, six axis.
Oh. Yeah, they didn't mention that anymore. Boy, that went away pretty quick. All right, we'll be back after this.